Hello and welcome back to the Riverside City Podcast, part of the Riverside City Chronicles, which includes both the podcast and the book. With me, I've got Colin, who plays Bedlam.
Hello.
Rob, who plays Damon.
Yup.
Mike, who plays Weasel.
Hey, everybody.
Nat and Natalie, who plays Bright Force.
Hi.
All right.
That didn't sound edited in at all.
I tried to think of something clever, but I couldn't.
All right. So last time we played, we're gonna do a brief recap just in case. Well, just for you guys. So they had found a drug dealer who was selling items that would make people stronger. That's what they had discovered at that point.
Throughout the episode.
Because the football players used it.
Right.
And they ended up tracking him down to a lab. Or I'm sorry. They ended up tracking down a lab that they could test it with, where they met Tom, a criminology student with a minor in chemistry, so he could take apart the drug and figure out what's going on. He couldn't figure out what it was, so he called Guinevere, a megaphile / alchemist, who ended up giving her number to Weasel.
I was going to send you some.
And you guys have effectively a sending stone that is your card. In addition, before that, Weasel went to go explore where they thought the drugs were coming from and nearly got killed with a snow globe.
Fun. I got a souvenir from it.
Uh-huh. All right. So, and after that, they met a spectral form named Bobby, B-O-B-B-I, and because they were nice to her, she helped them find the drug dealer, and who happened to be using that lab a floor up from where they were that day. They went in, they took him down, and captured him. A cape named Inferno showed up to pick him up and was very grateful to them for their help. Dynamo is glad that you guys figured out what was going on, and they went to get Professor Tenzi. She came back, got Bobby into a lantern so she can try and make her a new body. If I forgot anything, well, just
we
go.
Contact the FSA.
Yeah, it was picked up. I was kind of wiping that through. But yeah, the FSA sent Inferno to pick up the drug dealer, whose name y'all did not get because you didn't ask.
What? The drink dealer?
I was going to lead towards our meeting at the dinner with Jolly.
Oh, and yes. You're right. At the end, they went and had dinner with Jolly, who was the FSA chief for Riverside City. All right. You guys just did a good deed. You captured a drug dealer. You had really good food. You went and you had, and then you kind of were left to your own devices for a little while. So a bit of a lore dump before we get too far. I have to make a minor retcon. Anybody who listened to the earlier episodes. So during the surge, everybody got powers. Almost everybody. 99.99% of the population did. However, the kids' powers after the first week did not stay. They all faded. Now, they don't know if it's going to be permanent or not, but there have been kids who have turned 16, like biologically, have gotten those either the powers they had or different ones when they turned 16. Like, let's say they were 15 and a half, or they were 15, and like they're going to turn 16 in like 2 weeks. After that 2 weeks happened, they got their powers, or they got completely different ones. They haven't been able to figure out what thing is that changes the powers.
Poor elephant kid's no longer a poor elephant kid.
Correctly. Now he's just a guy with a giant dad. I don't know if that made it into the first episode recording.
We mentioned it on our actual first episode, not just episode zero.
Yeah. In addition, there are really three camps when it comes to like how people feel about the surge. You've got people who are happy about it.
That would be most of us.
That's most capes are either indifferent or happy about it, because one, there's more people with powers. Two, their powers got an upgrade. Most of them did. And three, it's more dangerous now. There's another camp that's primarily scared about what's going to happen because of this. Is the world getting us ready for something? Is this a sign of change to come? There's people who are pissed off, angry about it. Namely, anti-Cape and anti-Super organizations who I don't have any named. Now that I think about it.
We'll think of one.
Well, now, you can come up with one. It's your time to shine.
Yeah, I know.
It falls on you.
I know, right? Shrike.
Ooh.
What?
S-H-R-I-K-E. All right, yeah, so I wanted to give everybody a little bit more information about the world and some things that might have changed a little bit due to some reconsideration, but hopefully I don't make too many more of those, though I make no promises.
Hey, guys. Mike here. Just letting you know, we had a bit of technical difficulties recording this episode and unfortunately lost a bit of the audio. What you missed so far is that Weasel decided to go to the hospital and get himself looked at. Sorry about that. Hope you enjoy.
Did you go to the hospital NID or not?
Yeah.
Secret or Cape?
My Cape ID.
Oh, okay. Then you surviving a 200 hour snow globe makes more sense.
Yeah.
Because you're obviously not a civilian if you went as a civilian.
To be fine, but people are tougher now.
You see, Deimos changed all the paperwork to Cape stuff. Cape Medical.
So moving on. You guys had not an easy night, but not the worst night of your life.
Some of you had
pretty
a good
easy for us.
Colin?
It's pretty easy for most of us. We didn't even fight.
Only one of you really took any hits.
Aye.
But that one really took a whomping. So you guys are kind of left to your own devices the next day. In the news in the morning, if you do look at the news at all, you see that Claw has scheduled a launch of a massive spacecraft that is scheduled to go off tonight. And so it's scheduled to go off at roughly 4 p.m. He's going to unveil it at 4 p.m., but he released that he is going to be launching something that's approximately, it's at least three different rockets, maybe more, all of which are bigger than, bigger than any spaceship to date. So they're all massive. They're Arcology size, not Arcology, but like Generations ship sized, if anyone knows what that is.
Is he launching parts into space to build it? Because that'd be simpler.
He is. That's right. That's launching parts.
Okay. That's clarifying because the way it sounded like to me is it's three different ships going up now. Parts of ships.
It's three ships that are going to go up and then dock and become the thing we talked about. And then they'll send up more pieces as it goes, but that's the base of it.
Yeah, but I just wanted to clarify it wasn't the launch and start of whatever journey it's going on.
It's not me.
This is not the... leaving the Earth and the system within a
week. No, it's not.
That's just what I wanted to clarify.
All right, so, but yeah, you guys, if you want to, you have, you guys each find an invitation, a written invitation to each of you in your mailboxes at Lilano Arcology. You all each have one. That's where you go to get, if, let's say you get fan mail, it'll show up there because they obviously wouldn't go to your house.
Is there any fan?
You got this one from a student.
All
right, a witch name.
All right, for funsies. All right, everyone, you're gonna have a new stat to write. You're gonna have a new stat to write down on your sheet.
Fame.
Because I want to live. Do you?
I'm just gonna add it as a skill
to us already.
Oh wait, we had fame already.
Okay, great.
Yeah, we had a fame tracker.
Yeah,
I do not recognize any of this. To be honest.
I know I have one fame. I don't know what you guys are at.
Level of fame. I thought we had.
So
not really a check.
What I'm gonna have, everybody do is roll percentiles, and if you get a 70 or above, you're gonna add one to your fame.
And we're all currently at one before this.
Correct.
Do we get to add our charisma to it as well?
No.
That
actually, no. You add your charisma score because that makes sense. Percentile score.
Well, I got an 8.
Not a 7.
I rolled, there's a 10 and a 3. 13. Plus 3 is 16.
No, plus your score.
Yeah, 16. You started at 1.
Okay, but still, that's not enough.
Oh.
Rolled a 23.
Okay. I ain't going to do it.
Totaled 39.
No one broke 50. Okay.
We can roll advantage.
No, you can't. That was your chance.
I'm going to spend my point of inspiration to reroll.
We saved a town. Or a part of a town.
And that's why we have one fang.
That's why you got the plus one.
No, I thought we had a... Oh.
No, that was for saving your defeating Liberator and stopping the detonation.
Yeah.
And then we just stopped a drug dealer, but, you know, he wasn't a reputable threat.
Not big news.
That's why it wasn't an easy role to get the fame.
Right.
And all honestly, we just walked into a grad student's lab and beat him up and dragged him out. That's all the public saw.
He was in a bathroom making drugs.
He wasn't in a bathroom.
He was in a lab.
He was in a lab.
And grad students in labs and drugs are all pretty common things.
Is it because we found Bobby in a bathroom? Is that why I imagined it the whole time?
Yep.
So I can track it. It's not a check, though.
I know. It's just so I can track it.
I thought you put it in your background and put it on like the notes.
Makes it simple. Add it as a skill.
But it's not a skill.
I can't roll it from my phone.
If you use the D&D Beyond app, you can.
I can't roll it from my phone.
I did. And I have the regular website.
You have to enable dice rolling.
I know. It's from my phone. There's no point to it.
Alright. So, what you gonna do? Because Archie Zeus says that he's going to be busy with helping Claw with something today, all day, until the launch.
Want in.
You want in?
I want to help.
No. Do you have a background in engineering and material science?
No, but I'm very smart and I can figure stuff out.
I heard about rockets.
You're really not allowed. You're extra not allowed.
Is there just
like a picture of me next to the
end? How many buildings are you not allowed to go in?
How many FSA headquarters are there?
What?
There's that China shop.
There's a China shop and you're not allowed in.
How many FSA headquarters are there? Because that's probably the number. Minus one.
Oh, no, they're pretty tough. FSA HQ is built to last.
I know. I'm just saying.
I love the fact that the FSA is not actually in the FSA building downtown. It has FSA in giant letters on the side. That is not where they are. That is the public front. There are some office staff about it. And you guys as capes would know that. Like, don't bother going downtown. It's in they're in the Alano Arcology down the road. You know?
I feel like there's also like a wing and bar restaurant that you're not allowed in because there was an incident. Because, you know, alcohol and explosions are not a good thing.
Yeah, you are 18.
All right.
18. I do drink, but I know better.
Well, a bar wing shop would be like, cut it out. Is Buffalo Wild Wings? Kids are allowed technically in that.
All right. So, I know who I want to call. Weasel, I'm sorry, you would be in non-cape shape, so you're Rico right now. Rico, you're going to get a phone call.
Oh.
Hello? Then it says George.
George. What's up, buddy?
Well, I'm in a bit of a spot.
All right. And Jesse says hi, by the way.
Yeah, I love her too. No, I'm in a bit of a spot. My partner dipped out on me for patrol today because of some event later. How he said he had to go.
Probably.
Yeah, something like that. I don't know. They're telling me I can't go. I can't patrol alone yet because I haven't been a member long.
All right.
Could you cover the first half?
I can patrol with you. That's fine.
All right. So we're gonna start at 10. We're gonna be the first half to be done at 2. So you'd be out after 4 hours.
Yeah, I can I can go the whole time if you want.
Well, I'm working till midnight.
Okay. That's a long shift, but I don't mind.
And if you wanted to go to the launch, you wouldn't be able to then.
Eh.
I already covered the back half. Riptide said he'd go out with me, and I haven't got to really hang out with him, so I kind of want to do that. He's going to join me at 2.
Definitely an interesting combination of power sets.
Oh, yeah. He keeps talking about we're going to try and steam everybody to death. It's going to be great.
Yeah. I can see that. Oh. All right. Yeah, I can hang out with you for 4 hours.
Cool. I'll bring donuts.
Cool.
He gives you a location to meet him at, and it's just down the road from your house. He knows where you live, probably. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he shows up, and he has a motorcycle with a sidecar.
All right. I guess.
He says, I haven't learned to fly yet. Every time I try, I end up in the water.
Yeah, although that is probably one of the safer places to land.
Not for me anymore.
No.
When you can't produce fire, but you can manipulate it, you can't spark when you're wet.
Yeah.
I almost got eaten by this, like, were shark thing. I didn't know we had those. Apparently, there's one, and he's a dick.
I know, I'm referencing something for Rob.
Mm-hmm.
The shark bears. They're bears with sharks for hands.
Yeah. From SpongeBob?
No. This is from D&D. Shark and bears. They're terrifying.
Okay, that's mildly terrifying. Okay, but yeah, he says, alright, so we're gonna loop through the suck, then we're gonna go up towards the arcology, and then we're gonna make a full circle of the city. I think that'll take about 4 hours. And if we see any crime, we'll stop it.
Sounds like a plan.
I would like you to pick a number 1 through 12 for me, as we make a luck roll.
Oh, God.
Now, here's your...
He found it.
He did. Here's your question. Do you want action, or do you not want action?
I kind of want to work with them. It was the whole point.
So, so action, action is close. Okay. Pick a number.
I'm going to go with 7.
Oh, it's the opposite side of the die.
Yeah.
1.
Oh, well.
All right. It is the smoothest.
Opposite side of the die. 7 is opposite of 6.
No, I meant like number-wise. It's 6 away. It's as far as you can get away from what you rolled. Okay. Asked for.
Gotcha.
Or one off, but either way. It's smooth. You notice there's not very much going on in the suck. You see, there's a. There's someone has like traditional crap, like it's a cat stuck in a tree. You actually see someone whose cat is stuck in a tree.
I got this. Boom.
Which you guys are like, our power sets are not designed for this.
Not designed for this, but I can try.
He says we're
not blasting the tree down, but I'm going to use jump.
Yeah, you're more than capable of doing that. And he's like, man, I wish my powers. Training. There's another one that you see, there's a car accident where someone needs to be pulled out, and you see your buddy, Pyroclasm is his cape name, use his powers to absorb the heat so that the car doesn't explode, while you use your powers to blow open the doors so they can get out.
Yeah.
You guys make a really good team.
Damn right.
you've also been friends for 15 years,
yeah.
Or 10 years at least. When you make it around New Milan, which is the shopping district or like the commercial district, there's very little crime because that's where the rich people go to shop. You make it down through, and you do actually go to the foundry, which is the southeasternmost part of the city. It's where most of the very few factories in town are. Now they have to be green, but still it's a factory, so it smells funky.
Makes sense.
And I'd like you to make a perception check.
I remember he said to make it, not to roll it. So just give him a number that succeeds.
15? With 15, you notice that there is there's something wrong with the It's a Claw Industries warehouse, and the door is ajar.
That's not good.
Rob.
mention it, and you know, let Pyroplasm know, and be like, "Hey, that doesn't look right."
He says,
"That's Claw Place."
Yeah, it really doesn't. Hold on, and you see his eyes glow like this, go like a glowing red. There's like 25 people in there. About a dozen of them are on the ground with their hands behind their heads.
Well, now that sounds problematic.
But there's not a team on staff big enough to take on something like that. No one on shift, at least.
Oh, yeah, I got some backup.
That's probably not a bad idea. It doesn't look like there's any like anyone gesturing angrily or anything like that. But if you could call in your team,
yeah,
I'd be more than happy to fly solo. I'd be more than happy to fly alongside you guys today.
Works for me. I will send a message, then start calling people.
All right, perfect. We're gonna flash back to the morning now because it's about noon. Let's say it's like noon at that point, because about 2 hours ago, halfway around the city.
Yeah.
Or roughly halfway.
Works for me.
Let's go to Bedlam. Bedlam, where are you in the morning? You went back to your apartment at the Alano Arcology, I'm guessing, that last night?
Yes, probably.
Okay, so...
Were we in the same building?
Yes.
I went to bed then immediately after dinner with Jolly.
You went downstairs and got into bed.
And then 4 hours later, I'm up already, ready to go.
He's learning how to
watch. No. I don't have a TV. What are those?
There's a TV in your apartment.
No, it's just a weird-looking mirror.
Yeah. Why is it so flat? It's black, too. I can't really see myself. Weird.
If you ever say that, ask that question out loud, it talks to you. It replies.
I know what people do to the person who talks to themselves on the street.
Uh-huh.
I've learned my lesson.
Okay. So what do you do that morning?
Same thing I do every night. Try and patrol the city.
What part of the city?
I go clockwise around the city from where I'm currently at. Start clockwise and go around.
So from where you are, if you go south, you'd end up in the foundry, and then you would keep going around. You'd hit Olympus. You'd hit the stacks.
I haven't been in the foundry at night yet in a long time.
So you go to the foundry, and it's pretty well locked down. It's a high security district at night because the factories are still running, but they want to make sure their employees are safe. They primarily they make clean energy cells and things that use those clean energy cells. There.
Okay.
Roll me a perception check.
Okay. Where is my character? Here it is. That's a 24.
Yeah. You're going to notice that the security around the Claw Industries warehouses are all super heightened. This is before you know about the launch the next day. So when you see that on the news the next day, you're going to be, oh, that makes total sense. Okay. But with a roll that high, you notice that as you're kind of like floating by in your wingsuit, you see that it looks like the camera wires have been clipped, but they're held together with what looks like some kind of like greenish gummy tape, but you've never seen it, or a gummy substance that you've never seen before.
Okay. I'm just going to take a picture of it, send it to whoever I have.
Who is the ever?
Just our group, just the group chat. Hey, anyone recognize what this is?
Everyone will roll me either, what did we decide was superhero knowledge? Or cape knowledge?
Arcana?
Or is it just...
History, probably.
I'm debating between history, or if it's something that's really arcane, I'd ask Arcana. But either roll history or technology. I'll give you different results for it, but I'm only going to let you roll one.
17 plus 3 is 20.
For history?
For history.
I have both at plus 6.
Ooh.
Pick one. Or I'll let you roll an advantage, and then it'll tie them together.
Technology and time.
Okay.
Also, here's the real question. This is like at 2 o'clock, 1 o'clock in the morning. So I'm already probably out of the area by the time I get a response.
You would be. I'm sorry?
19 plus 6 for 25.
Okay. So I'm going to give you guys what you get in response. This would be about when you guys wake up. So what, 8 a.m., a little earlier probably.
Okay.
About 7:30.
I guess it's an early riser, so.
So 6 or 7 a.m. Yeah. So you'd be the first reply then. But I want to have everyone else go first. With your 8, it's probably just, you're thinking, it's probably just something that you're using to hold the wire together, make it resist wind or some shit. I don't know. With a 20 history, you know that there are caves with the ability, there are supers with the ability to produce substances like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's odd that it's on all the cameras. We don't get much more than that. Did you roll, Colin, or no?
Oh, no. Super. Either
history or technology, nope. Whichever is better.
Nope. Nope on either. So I'll just roll history.
Roll. Yeah.
That's a 7.
All right. 7. So, having taken a minute to write a small dissertation,
25 total. One off from crediting it.
Yeah, Deimos has detailed out that there is a known cowl who has the ability to make a substance like that that is perfectly conductive, but he has the ability to make it disappear at will, which means those cameras are probably rigged to be disabled.
Okay.
I pass that on to the group. That's on a claw facility, you said?
That is on a claw facility, which you know you know better than anyone else here what their use, but their specialty is industrial technology as well as defensive technologies. And a lot of nanotech, and now they will be known for their spacefaring relatively soon, which you guys know because we've kind of flashed back a little bit.
See this, I will, and forget this all out. I'm going to send 9 a message and try to figure out the proper channels.
Let's say that's by about 9 a.m. Because you took a while to think about it.
Yeah, I had to figure out research.
Okay.
That was my character's plan.
Perfect. So we're going to flash over to Bedlam. We're going to flash over to Damon, or Deimos. So you've sent a message to 9 saying, hey, I think this is what this is. This is where it's at. What should we do? The message you get back from 9 is, watch it. You found something. That's legit.
Mm-hmm. Just wanted
to take your crew and watch it.
Yep. I just want to have it also pass along the up the ladder to the.
I'll have
Archie, so somebody else.
I'll call over there, or I'll have Archie call Zaya. It'll be fine. And yes, she does call him Archie. She does not call him Arturus. Which you would know. Or who's been in the city longer?
Mike.
Yeah. I live here.
You would know you have to know him to call him Archie.
There's only like 5 people on the planet that call him Archie.
I mean, most people call him Mr. Alanopoulos or Arturus. Archie is, we're friendly. You know that Archon, people who have clout call him Archie because he hangs out with them. Yeah, once you're at a certain power level. It's probably more like 25 or 30 people. It's good friends. People he would consider close friends. She does not refer to him as like, sir, I'll tell my boss, or I'll tell Archie. Just in case that's relevant to anybody later, it probably might be if you think about it hard enough. So that's good. What else do you do? Are you going to go over to it, or not far from where you are? Well, actually, no. You are far.
Yep.
Because you're living in the Stacks, if I remember correctly. Or is it Midtown, which is the suburban neighborhood?
Well, I have to go back to one of the earlier episodes to remember for sure.
I want to say you lived in the you lived in the stacks.
Near the hospital.
In because there's college. There's a hospital in the stacks. Oh no, well no, there's a hospital in the stacks, and then there's a and like northern edge of the stacks, right below the midtown, which is or the suburb style, and then there's that's the mega hospital there, and then there's a smaller hospital in the suck.
Definitely not the suck.
So you'd probably be living in the stacks because it's cheaper. And you can get a decent apartment for a good rate.
Okay.
Because in my head, you're frugal. I don't know if you are.
Yeah.
Okay. So you might want to write that down. I live in the stacks. Yes, Natalie. And she raises her hand on an audio medium. So how are you going to get over there with your motorcycle still being missing? Which, by the way, it's only been like 3 days, so that's not normally so I got long.
4 more days until I'm going to be treated to. I'm going to be meeting up with my friend.
Correct.
Just want to keep that relevant. Because I haven't seen him in 5 years.
It's a big deal.
Yeah. Even though he could teleport and visit me anytime.
Assuming he's allowed.
Yeah.
How are you getting over there? Are you going to take the bus? Are you going to take the train? Are you going to call an Uber or Rebu? Because
probably the cheapest option.
So you're going to take the bus? No, the subway probably.
No, I'd probably go in cape. Or no, I bring my stuff to change once I get there. No, my cape outfit is now just a button.
Yeah, it's a button on your wrist.
Yay, technology. Claw technology.
It is. Yeah. It's nanites from Claw, but they're programmed and designed by Tenzi.
Okay.
So the base product is theirs, but it's been it's like you don't say, "Oh, I'm wearing this company who makes silk." You're saying I'm wearing Versace, or I'm wearing that's kind of how it is. It's the raw material, and then it's the actual product.
Yep. I would probably take the cheapest way there. The bus.
Is it the bus or is it the subway?
Which also gets me close to the destination. I don't know if there is a subway stop.
There is a subway stop there because there's so many people who work there in the stacks. But you do know it'll take you at least an hour to get there that way. On the bus, you'll get there in anywhere from 45 minutes to an hour and a half.
So, I already know Bedlam's on location, so I don't really need to rush yet.
So you probably just take
that. I'm not on location. I'm like, I sent this message at like 1 a.m. And it's now like 9. On the opposite side of the city by now, probably.
Mark off 10 bucks or 5 silver pieces or a half a gold piece. And you make it over. No problem. And I figure if I roll me a investigation check to find yourself a perch to watch. You're good at those.
No, not until next level.
You're still okay at them.
And because it's more of a slime base where I have advantage due to my history or my extremely high roll I had on taking out the cape.
Wrong answer. Roll the die.
That's an 11 total.
You find an okay spot to perch. There's a restaurant there. It's like a what was the name of the restaurant we came up with? That are all the, all of them no, that all of them are and the entrances are that all of us say entrances.
Cape what? Burger.
No, it's goddamn hold on.
Keeper.
Hold on. This is a note from the other thing, but I'm going to use it. One moment, blah, blah, blah.
It's Caperker.
I think he's thinking, might be thinking of something else, I'm assuming.
I am. I did not write it down. Balls!
Explain the premise to
me. There was not a long time ago, but probably 6 months ago, we were playing in a game set in this world, and they decided that there was a like a diner or like a kind of like Sonic or like a drive-in that one of the parking spots of is always an FSA entrance to get towards the headquarters. But it's really well hidden and you have to know exactly where to look, but it's this company that's a front for the FSA, but they sell really good food. The name of which I'll look up and find for later.
The name of the restaurant is called
blank. But
you want me to roll a little stealth, maybe, to find to actually camouflage in?
That was kind of what I was having you do. I would let you basically. I mean, are you proficient in stealth?
Yes, it's a +6 versus a +4.
Yeah, you can roll stealth as well. Oh, and but you're up in like the sign of this building because you found a way up. It's got a burger you can hide inside of.
Nice.
Which is not a bad perch. It's just there's not an easy way down.
On my way there, I'd probably try to purchase binoculars or some way to enhance my vision so I can actually see if something happens to the line. Because
you know that you can go to the Alano headquarters and they'll just give you a set because it's for a mission.
Mm-hmm.
Which will take you a little bit longer. It'll only take you half an hour.
Yep. Especially if I'm going to reboot.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Total, it'll take you half an hour to get there and come down.
I'm just trying to think if there's any other technology I should probably request for this trip.
I'll let you think on that. Yep. Let's flash over to Bright Force while you think on that. Bright Force.
Hi.
Or Luna. What you doing?
What time is it?
When do you wake up?
She wakes up early. Somebody then goes to... Yeah, well, that and greatsword training.
Hold on, wait. Well, what day of the week would it be?
It's a good question.
Should establish that and then stick it.
That day that we went... Well,
how many days since the, whatchamacallit?
Surge?
The surge, because we had...
No, that's been months.
Okay, well, like, no, it hasn't. It's okay. You said it was no, okay, months. So I did a 1 week exactly skip from the beginning. So that's one. And it happened on a Tuesday. It happened... Hold on, I can actually look this up. Because I kept a real world calendar, because I'm not a heathen. 2025.
Hey guys, Mike again. We had a little more difficulties and cut out some information that I thought was important, so I'd share that with you again. The date that we are dealing with the Claw launch was Friday, September 12th, 2025. Enjoy.
Do you guys make your... Bright Force is... It is probably 6 a.m. It is a Friday. You have school.
Yes. But she has great sword training in the morning.
You mean German broadsword training? Yes. I like to imagine your greatsword isn't super long. It's broad. It's a foot wide.
Yeah.
But not very. We're only like 4.5. Only like 4 feet long. 3 feet long.
Or she would not be able to hold it.
I'm just saying that'd be a great. That's kind of cool. It's a different kind of greatsword. It's just
it's a buster sword.
It's a half length buster sword.
Yeah.
Because
she does training for an hour. We'll assume that school starts at 8.
Yes.
And that studio is, we're going to say, 5 minutes away from the school.
Okay.
So for a jog-wise, it'd be 5 minutes away. So she would get there at 6, train for an hour, clean up, and then go to school. And that would be around, she gets there at like 7:30 at school.
Uh-huh.
And then has school.
Yep.
So, and then has the afternoon
when you,
where she can leave.
Yep. When you arrive, everyone's a buzz about the launch that's coming up. They don't like, oh my god, we don't know what happened. What if it blows up? What if the cows will after it? They're like, guys, Claw is a cape. Of course he's going to have his friends watching.
Mm-hmm.
He'll make sure it's safe. And that's like one of the more level-headed people doing that. But like the bitchy girls are all like, the cows are going to take it down. Y'all know it. That school is incredibly the Riverside City public school system is incredibly anti-cape and anti-cape and anti-super, but mostly anti-cape.
I feel like Allison was like, have you met Claw yet? I feel like, no, Allison, I have not met Claw yet. She's like, you need to.
You technically did see him.
I saw him, but I didn't meet him.
Okay, so, yeah, you go through school pretty normally. You get that text in the morning. You try and guess what it is, and you actually come up with a pretty good answer. And then Damon comes right behind with a dissertation. And you're like, okay,
that is too long to read. Okay,
TLDR. Okay, give me the one sentence description of what I said. TLDR.
TLDR. It's a trap.
Okay, actual TLDR.
TLDR is that there's a cowl with the ability to conduct electricity through his slime, and mm-hmm. he has the ability to disable it all the cameras are rigged to be disabled at his whim.
Okay.
There you go. That was a good TLDR. I like it. You may have inspiration for doing it correctly once.
I edit this out. I have not actually gotten an inspiration die.
Oh, no, you're leaving this in.
In more than 2 years of game.
I do my
Seth,
best.
You were the GM.
I do my best to make sure people get it when they think of something clever.
Now, how it's just that none of us think of anything clever.
One of the very top. It's not in there. It's on the. It's at the, up at the top. Right, on the top. Right below your hit points.
Yep.
I'm so mad at you.
Innocent.
I have not gotten inspiration in 2 years. Because when was the last time you ran our Saturday game?
It's been a minute.
Yeah.
It was Shadowrun.
Yeah.
I gave you Edge, which is similar.
Well, the game has its built-in.
Yeah, but I gave you an extra one.
No, you just built me an Edgelord.
I did. That was fun.
Yep.
All right.
But Ben and Jake never give me Edge. Or not Edge.
I'm tempted to call it Edge because it's more fun than inspiration. But
yeah, but then people won't understand.
Exactly. Well. Or Fate, which from Arcanus, I like Fate. Everyone gets one. Points, huh? Everyone gets one at the start of this. Okay, I'm gonna explain it because I think it's really neat. So everyone at home, and sorry if you don't give a shit about this, but it's kind of neat. So I'm gonna talk about it. There's an alternate fifth edition D&D system called Arcanus, Shattered Empires, I believe is the long title, created by Henry Lopez and curated by Pedro, whose name I cannot pronounce the last, but either way, but they have a system called Fate, where every character starts out with basically what's an inspiration point at the beginning of the session. And if you do evil actions, you lose your fate. But if you do good things and you're heroic, you can get up to half your proficiency bonus worth of fate to hold
for the session.
And Pedro something. No. It's not Garcia. I want to say Garcia. It's not it.
Okay, but let's get back on topic.
Yeah, back on topic. Back to Bright Force. You have a pretty normal day of school. I'm not going to get roll for school because that's boring. Okay. What's the one interesting thing that happens to you that day? Because otherwise it's pretty boring.
Fell asleep in class.
No. There was a math test and everyone was like, they're doing the launch today, why are we having a test? And it's like, school continues, like something stupid like that.
Yeah.
Life moves on, come on.
Like, you don't want to watch that filthy cape, is what that math teacher says. Like, do anything, go and do anything. Like, she's very, very, like, down and dirty, even though she has powers now. And her powers are that she's got very minor levitation, so she doesn't really sit anymore, she kind of floats. But you can only go 6 inches off the ground.
But there's always...
I was just imagining her having the ability to float the marker so she can just stay in the seat and take care of the whiteboard.
Like Mage Hand?
Yeah.
Like teacher that would always sit at her desk and never get up from her chair.
Oh, yeah. So you know what? That's what she's got. She's got the ability to float 6 inches off the ground. Never more. And basically the Mage Hand cantrip, so she can write on the board, because that just seems useful as hell for a teacher.
Cutting on your hands is a little bit more difficult once you have Mage Hand, or easier, depending. Cutting on your hands, much more easier when you have Mage Hand to count with, too.
It can get to 15. All right.
Oh, yeah, I get it.
So it comes noon, and you're like, I'm free! Okay, but that means you don't eat lunch at school. You don't eat lunch at school. Unless you want to eat lunch at school, then leave. Because you can eat lunch with Allison.
Well, she would probably eat lunch with Allison.
And then leave.
Yeah.
Cool. And also, school lunch is way cheaper than regular lunch outside of school.
Mm-hmm.
For real, man. Two, three bucks instead of 9 or 10 anywhere else.
I think it's like the first week where she had the afternoon free. She went and got food outside and then realized how much money it was. And then she's like, I'm never doing that again.
All right, so where do you go? Do you go join your crew as they watch around the...
I ask where they are.
They're like, they send you a ping over like the warehouse location.
Okay. All right, I go there.
You take your... Oh, wait.
No way. Paul, they're a rich family. There is no way that I would be without a car for over a week.
2 days?
Like
3 days.
3 days.
4 days.
Okay, never mind.
4 days.
Since Liberty. After you blew up one of the cars?
3 days since Liberty.
Okay, so 3 days.
Yeah, we don't have a vehicle yet.
Okay. I don't even have a rental.
Yes. You know,
thank you.
You know what your rental is?
A motorized bike.
I can roll for my rental.
Okay, it's a motorized bike.
Okay. Yeah, call a number.
No.
No, call a number. No. This is how it works. Call a number, 1 through 12.
6.
Okay, so what do you want it to be? And then I'll tell you what you got.
I would probably want it to be a Tesla. No.
The Elano vehicles are very similar.
Okay, yeah. So like an Elano vehicle is the dream, you know.
Okay, so you're asking for like an Elano sports car.
Yeah.
And instead you're going to get it's a Ford Mustang E. So it's an electric Mustang, which is not a bad drive, but it's not what you wanted. You wanted a high-end sports car that was electric, and you got a low-end sports car that was electric.
At least
it's not a moped.
That's very true. He could have given me a moped.
He could have given me a bicycle.
Yeah.
I was going to give you a bicycle if you roll really badly.
I park 5 minutes away from the location in a store parking lot and then walk to the thing because I'm like, I ain't risking nothing.
It's a rental. Look.
All right.
I arrive at the thing.
5 minutes out.
Okay, yeah. So you walk the 5 minutes over to... Wait, hold on.
Yeah, from the parking lot.
Yeah, from the parking lot to the warehouse. And
I say I arrived.
You don't. Yeah, as you're arriving, you see a motorcycle with a sidecar arrive. Pretty much, like right next to it.
I kind of just look at the bike.
And you look over. The bike means nothing to you, but the person riding in the past in the sidecar does.
Yo.
She waves.
And
Hello.
Hello there.
Yeah.
Getting ready to send the message.
Yeah. And then you hear like a whistle from above. And you see inside the sandwich on a platter upon a tall thing. You see like the eyes of Damon that kind of glow blue.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
Delete message.
Bedlam, where are you?
So as soon as I found out that we're staking out, I start heading back. So I'm probably getting there about the same time as Luna.
Perfect. So you all roll up and,
circle back my hair for that?
Yeah, circle back.
You said I had some time to think about what gear I'd pick up.
Correct.
I'm picking up, bugging supplies and, GPS tracking supplies so I can, potentially low-jack somebody. So if, let's say, the bad guy escapes...
Reasonable. Roll me a D3.
I'll roll D4 and re-roll it on 4.
Or just don't want D6 cut it in half. He has a D3 right in front of you, by the way.
It's a 1.
Alright, you have 1 of each bug.
Oh, in her car, she transformed to Bright Force, by the way.
In the car.
I remember last time you had mentioned that.
Yep. Yeah, please tell me if you're in Cape Persona, if you're in...
I am now in Cape Persona while I'm hiding out on the
boat. He also said that you were going to change when you got there, so it made sense. You were already...
I was patrolling, my guard. So I was already changed.
And Ben
is flying.
Yeah, which means he's in Cape Persona. All right, y'all. So, and George says, didn't you say you were going to call your friends? How did they get here before us?
That's a good question.
Wait, didn't you see the text?
And you've got the 4 missed text. You're like, son of a bitch. Yeah, your phone's been on silent because you were with George.
Yeah, I guess there was a scroll. Yeah, they already decided to meet up here. They saw something earlier, I guess.
And when you look at the cameras, the wires are split. The goop is gone.
How long have you been there? Is it about, like right now? It just
disappeared. Yeah, it disappeared now.
It's going now.
Oh.
The cameras are down. I send 9 quick text saying, whatever's happening, cameras are down, we're going in.
All right. You hear a...
What information do we have on this guy?
Slime-based powers. That's all I knew with a 25.
No, it was a very specific check. It was because you did advantage. It was only regarding the electronics and how it would interact with the power.
And make a history then?
You can make a straight history for more information on just that guy. Yes.
That's 11 plus 6 for 17.
You know that he just goes by. Oh, I gotta think of a good name for a slime based guy.
Ooze. Uzi. Because he also grows
strong. It's gotta be Dr. Ooze.
Oozer.
Oozer. That's his nickname. That's what we'll be calling him. The giant loser.
Perfect.
His name is Dr. Ooze. And he is known for his ooze or slime he can use to take over electronics, and become where he can control them with his mind. If enough of it gets on, now he can't do it a lot, but let's say there's a turret system in there, he could have that turret system under his control if there is one.
Okay.
I am going to. What do y'all do? You know that there's at least 10 hostiles inside.
10 hostiles?
At least 10. George said, I think there's 25 people in there. Maybe 20. Let's say 20. And a dozen of them are on the ground.
Is there a skylight or a window on the top floor that we could get in through?
No, but there are windows that are approximately a foot tall along the top, but they're made out of reinforced ballistic glass, so you probably can't get through them. But you could look inside from there if you wanted to.
Could I break?
It's reinforced ballistic glass, so it's highly unlikely.
Darn it.
You're pretty strong, but you're not that strong.
Darn it.
I mean, it take a 50 cal won't bounce off, but it'll deflect if it hits that in real life. It's a foot. It's 6 inches thick. I mean, you're not gonna get. You know. All right, Colin. Did you want to roll a?
Hey, Mike. You took check.
Yeah. So I'll hop, glide over there and climb up, just taking 10, and look through the window.
All right. So as you hop, skip, and jump up there, the view is kind of distorted because of how thick the glass is, or how thick the ballistic glass is, but you can still see. It looks like there's some kind of vehicle in there. It looks roughly like... Hey, Rob, you want to describe the Talon for me?
The Talon?
The Talon.
Okay, so the Talon is a moderately sized aircraft, much bigger than the F-14 Raptor. Basically able to hold about... A six person complement for its standard crew, but you could fit more people into it.
Does it have opposing wings, or are they? How do the wings look on it?
I don't know what you mean by opposing wings.
Are they pointed forward or pointed backward?
Basically, just think a futuristic F-14.
Got it.
With additional cabin space.
Sounds good. That's
parallel pilot seats as well.
Okay, perfect. And in what color is it usually? The Talon. What color?
The Talon is a grayish color.
Okay. With the.
No, that's an R-wing.
All right. So that's what you see in there, and you see that there is. There's a burly-looking man yelling at a bunch of what look like techs with lab coats on, and some guys with look like engineers with or mechanics with grease on their overalls and things like that.
Natalie, you want to yell at Paul for taking us into space?
I am not taking you into space directly. The look on her face. Oh God! The look on her face.
I had horrible
deja vu. The look on her face is the fucking best, though. God damn it!
PTSD.
Hold on. You see the Talon, which is looks like an enlarged F-14.
Yep.
And you see there's some mechanics and there's lab workers and.
Question: do our characters know that it's the Talon?
No,
you know about
it. No, but it actually, when you look on, you're going to see on a piece of paper, on like a computer, and it says talent schematic. It'll say like talent ability, readout.
Actual writing on it. Following certain FFA or FCC, whatever, TSA guidelines or whatever.
Yeah, it says Talon on the tail fin. So you can see that it's the Talon. The, capital T, capital T.
In Cran.
So what do you guys do? There are at least 10 hostiles inside. Now, this doesn't look like they're armed particularly well, but they could be supers. Or, I'm sorry.
They are, but
is it a combat super or is it a regular super?
I'm going to take pictures of all of them if I can, like get a picture of their face to send it through like a database.
Of course. Roll me a, what would use camera be? Technology roll.
Oh no. So that's just a straight intelligence roll, I'm guessing. So just going to roll.
You're not in a position that you could take a picture of them.
No, but I can interact with his phone to actually set it up.
Hey, that's a 19.
Wow.
I need a camera, apparently.
Yeah, you did pretty old fucking K. You're going to run that. You're going to run it through the Alano database, and you come up with this guy's name is Sickle, the burly-looking man on the who's messing with them.
Just messing with them?
No, the burly-looking person who's yelling at the engineers and mechanics. His name is Sickle. You know that he can create an energy crescent and shoot it out at high speeds. He is he is wanted in at least 6 countries, including Russia and the United States, in Cuba.
Okay.
You know that he is what you would be classified as a class 3, a level 3 threat, or class 3 threat. And it's up to you guys to decide what you do with that. But he obviously has flunkies, and he's known for having either less powered people or normals who follow him around and do a lot of his bidding because he's not known for his subtlety.
Okay. Do we want to bring the cops in on this?
That's what I was just about to ask.
Because, I mean, we have the drop on them. We've been here all day, so we know that it's not too big of a rush. So if they got here quietly within, like, 30 minutes, we all bust in, SWAT style.
You don't think you have that kind of time.
I have one more thing I just...
We've been sitting out here all day. Why wouldn't we have time?
Because all of a sudden, the cameras just went down, which means shit's going down.
Oh, okay.
I have one more item on my list I just remembered.
Okay, I'll give you a chance at it.
Restraints. Super restraints.
That's pretty good and important.
What are the potential chances I'm going to give you? Yeah, no. You'll have, I'm going to say you got one set.
Okay.
But you do not have any more. You have power dampening cuffs. One set.
Ooh, that's good. My question was going to be something along the lines, so we don't have a mishap like last time. How do we need to know anything about maintaining control of this guy once he's down? Do we have to, like, soak him in water, like Liberator? Do we have to pee on him? What?
No. He's never been successfully captured because he can actually turn himself into a sickle of energy and launch himself away.
So, throw the cuffs on that man.
Sounds like a fun plan.
Yeah, he's never been captured. And multiple high-profile capes have gone after him. There may or may not be something that's not in his dossier.
Okay.
I'm just going to pop a quick message to 9 saying, dealing with Sickle, assistance would be appreciative.
Oh, and then...
But we have to go in.
We'll send her also the picture of Sickle as proof that he is here.
The other ones are low level flunkies. You do see
is there Dr. Ooze? Is he here?
Yes, and Dr. Ooze is there as well. Looks like he's working on the computer on the computer though. And he is frantically typing.
So how far away is Sickle away from a door?
He is right near the middle of the warehouse, so not close to 40 or 50 feet. Well, let's say 50 feet from the door.
50 feet from the door? Okay, that's doable. So I'm guessing this might be a sleight of hand check. Can I have the...
You're getting the cuffs because you can get to the people faster.
So here's okay. what I want to do. I want to quickly, as soon as I get it, burst through the door and dash right towards him and use sleight of hand to put the cuffs on him.
Okay, that wouldn't be what that is, and I'm going to... I nearly had a question.
Okay. Okay, so we're looking at the warehouse. We have a warehouse, right? There's a front entrance. Is this a front entrance
it's bigger,
lot?
But yes, it is.
It's... You said there was a door that was open.
Okay.
There's a door ajar on the back corner.
I don't know what that is. Okay. So we have windows.
Yes.
Along here. And then
wow, this is great for an audio medium here.
And then
yeah, I can really see the details in this drawing.
Let me describe this a little better.
Can I go up on the roof and then we just enter in and just move down? Or is this an operation where we need to like bust through that fucking door?
Let me give a bit of a description. So this is approximately 150 foot long, where 150 foot on any side, or no, 150 is too big. 120 foot on any side for a warehouse. It is roughly three stories tall. It has a pretty standard warehouse roof, a little bit of a pitch to it. Along the top rim, along the top of it, there is. That glass we talked about earlier that's very, very thick and very, very secure.
That's at the top?
Yes, at the top. There is a massive, it's an airplane hangar.
Oh, I actually found a better one. Give me a second. Where was it?
It's basically an airplane hangar. But it's disguised as a, closer to the first one.
Okay. We have our warehouse. There's the locked door, unbreakable glass up here.
Oh, that's a side view. I thought it was a.
This is a. I'm looking at the building. Okay, that's the front.
That's a side view. I was thinking that was like a floor plan.
No, this is not. No, I'm looking at the building. Our people are up here. This is the front entrance.
Yeah. Okay.
So entrance.
There's a large. It looks like a set of double.
My drawing.
It looks like it would get to be about roughly 4 feet wide for the doorway, which is enough for the talon to slip out by a little bit.
No, don't send it to Colin.
No, we're putting it so that everyone on our podcast can see it.
And in the back corner of the building, there is a door that is slightly ajar and is away from the front entrance.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. I see.
The back. So here.
Yes.
That's an entrance. So I'll make an unlocked. Unlocked. There you go.
What the is that?
It's like she has line paper and she's not even using it.
Okay.
You don't know parametric drawing of you don't know parametric architectural drafting? Come on.
And once this becomes the active episode that's getting released, this gets posted in a general.
So that's unlocked. Anything else about this building that I need to know visually?
It's a much bigger front door, but yeah.
God. Oh, that's a back door.
40 feet, yeah. Big ass door.
There you go.
And then once we're completely done, I will take another picture of it.
Thank you.
Okay. I'm going to shred it first.
Wait. I have to make a little window and then I push.
And a pencil.
And then an angry face and then I draw a little face. That's where our bad guy is.
No.
That's Sickle. Right? So we have Sickle. We have a gas door.
Yes.
I'll erase this sign. Hold on.
Okay. So, great for an auto medium. You know what? You know what I think it is, though? I think it's a great time for us to end.
It's been cliffhanger?
Oh, yeah. The crew is going to deal with Sickle and his goons, along with Dr. Ooze. Next time on Riverside City Podcast, you can find me on Twitter at CURUNIR471, and you can follow the podcast at RSCPod. Colin, you got anything to plug?
Nope, as usual.
All right.
Rob,
what do you got?
Same plug as always. If you haven't actually done anything with my plug, well, go down to Mike then. Later.
Oh, I've been Mike. You can find me on Twitter at rsc.mike.
It was an RSC pod dot Mike.
RSC pod dot Mike.
Yes. There you go.
Is it Mike with a C or with a K?
Natalie, what do you got?
Nothing.
And with that, I think it's time to end. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.